Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is June the 24th, and we celebrate on this day, the church celebrates on this day, the solemnity, which means this is a big holy day of the birth of John the Baptist. So I thought it would be appropriate to look at John the Baptist, to look at, I think, one of his most famous lines, and really to try to imitate John and see what we can learn from his life. Because I think really the key to experiencing peace in this life is to imitate the philosophy of John the Baptist with his most, I would say, his most famous quote, the one that we all know, "He must increase, but I must decrease." And if you could put that into practice in your life, you're going to be a lot more peaceful. How do we do that? It's not the easiest thing in the world. So let's talk about that today throughout the course of the program as we look at the life of John the Baptist. And really, more than just looking at the life of John the Baptist and his role, let's see how that applies to us. You know, we can easily look at John's life and say, well, that's good for him. He was a prophet. He was the guy whose job was to call attention to the coming Savior. But what about me? How does that apply to me? Well, it really does apply to each one of us. So that's what we're going to talk about on the show today. By the way, I want to direct you, if you want more information, if you're a new listener, welcome to the program. Please visit my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information about my work. And also, if you haven't done so, sign up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, my email devotional that I send out every day. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go to find out more about Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. So before we go on with the show, we'll do what we do at the beginning of every one of these programs. We're going to turn to our Father in Heaven and pray. You know, just before we went on the air, my daughter got some news that was not really that pleasant. And it's coronavirus related. We're thank God not affected by the virus physically in any way. But you know, she has a job. She works at the library. It's a part time job. She goes to college, but she loves the job. And she had thought that she was going to be going back soon, and it turns out that there's a delay. She's furloughed temporarily, hopefully, and won't be going back for another month. But I just see the devastation. And look, I'm really okay with following God's will. And me and the Lord talk, and I've learned to trust Him. But I have to be honest, like, it hurts to see so many people impacted by the coronavirus, and it's impacted on a very large scale. So many of my fellow Catholic speakers are struggling because the speaking assignments or speaking engagements are postponed indefinitely. I'm affected by it. Fortunately, I have some writing responsibilities that are keeping me afloat, plus your donations. But this is really, really affecting a lot of people. And I'm not going to kid you and say it doesn't hurt me some days, because it does. It does. I feel for people. I'm sad for all that's taking place with COVID-19 and the ramifications. Yeah, we're back in church now, and that's a good thing. But there are some things that are a struggle. And it's a process for me. So don't think that I'm not affected by these things. I am. And sometimes I'm just sad by what's going on. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to turn to the Lord and continue to pray and ask for relief from this virus and ask for freedom from suffering from so many people who are suffering, for encouragement for them so that they can make it through this. And you know, I think that's the way we really all want to be. We want to be less self-centered, and it's part of the process of the spiritual journey. As you grow closer to Jesus, you start to feel more for the members of His body who are suffering, and you want to know what you can do. And that's kind of where I want to go with this whole John the Baptist thing. He must decrease, he must increase, I must decrease, and how we can really imitate John, even if we are hurting ourselves. I think that's the best way to go with this. And again, I'm letting the Holy Spirit formulate this plan for this program even as I'm on the air, as I always do. I let the Spirit lead me. So let's turn to our Father in Heaven. Let's pray, and then we'll come out on the other side, and we'll kick it off and talk about John the Baptist and how we can learn from him. And I would invite you to please join me wherever you are. Just recognize you are in the presence of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And turn to him now with me in prayer. Dear Father God, we know that you see us right now. We can't necessarily see you, which is a challenge. It's sometimes challenging to have a relationship with a God that we can't see with our eyes. It's easier for us to connect with Jesus, your Son, but we can't really see him either. And we can't see the Holy Spirit. So we have a bit of a challenge when it comes to our relationship with you. But Father, I believe with all my heart that you are real, that you can hear me, that you can and want to provide for all of our needs. So I turn to you, Father, today, first recognizing your power, recognizing that you are in charge of the universe, that you created everything in the universe from nothing, that the only way that the earth continues to rotate and the sun rises every morning is because of you and your providence. The only reason that my heart continues to beat is because you are allowing it to do so. Father, help me to remember that. That is so easy to forget. We almost take things for granted, as we did before coronavirus turned the world upside down. We took for granted, Father, that we could go to church, that the building would be open, that it would be business as usual, that we would have some degree of control over our lives. We could come and go as we please. And then this hit. Everything got turned upside down, and we were forced to remember or to recognize that, Father, only you are in charge. Help us to remember that now, because what we don't want to do is assume or believe that the world is spiraling out of control, because it's not. The message is you are in control. We may have had another plan if we were in charge, but this is the way things are. You are still in control, Father, and we know that you are trying to teach us something from this experience. We ask you, Father, to help us learn that lesson and move forward. Father God, we ask you to put an end to the coronavirus. We know that's something you can do. We ask you, Father, to heal anyone who is suffering in any way from the effects of this virus. And we're not just talking physically suffering emotionally, devastated with fear, devastated with uncertainty. Those who are suffering spiritually. You know, Father, people are going to turn away from you because of this. I mean, many people are turning toward you, running into your arms, realizing that they need you, but other people are turning away from you spiritually. And then we have those who are hurting financially, losing their jobs, losing their homes, being devastated by the financial ruin that's taking place around the world. So a lot of healing needs to take place, Father. We give all of these individuals to you, and we pray for complete and total healing for them. Father, we give you all of our needs. You know what we need better than we do, so please provide for our needs today. And Father, I ask you to use me as your instrument on the program today. You know the message better than I do. Please guide me through an outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that I can better deliver the message that you have in mind. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. O powerful and loving Father, we ask for these things in the name of Jesus, your Son and our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, it's pretty funny. As this show is progressing, I'm really feeling for anybody who's hurting. So listen, if you're hurting today, my heart goes out to you, and I'm going to keep you in my prayers. You know, we reach a point where my wife and I were talking, what, it's June 24th. This thing started for many of us in early March. And looking forward, we were kind of cautiously optimistic that, oh, yeah, by the summer, things would be straightening out. And yeah, they're getting better, at least here where I live in New Jersey. But there's a lot of places where this thing doesn't seem to be getting any better. I'm here to give you hope, though. I'm here to give you hope that God is in control, that He is your source of peace and hope right now. And that's my job. But know that I am feeling your pain. If you're hurting, I am feeling what you're going through. And I'm going to be praying for you. And I'm going to be here, God willing, as long as I can. And this is why I started this daily show up again. I'm going to be here as long as I can to bring hope to the hopeless. So if you're feeling a little hopeless and you need some hope, let me be there for you today to bring that hope. He must increase, but I must decrease. The words of John the Baptist. So where do we go with this, right? This is the, I would say, quite possibly his most famous expression, referring to the fact that Jesus must increase, he must decrease. John the Baptist had a role. He was really the last of the Old Testament prophets, even though he appears in the New Testament. He was the last prophet to call attention to the coming of the Savior, the Messiah. And see, John had his own ministry. And when you think about the guy, he had to be pretty humble, because he would say things. He recognized that his role was limited. His role was temporary. His role was only to call attention to Jesus. He lost all of his disciples, all of his followers to Jesus. That's what the purpose of his ministry was. That once Jesus came along, John had to fade out of the picture. And he did it in a pretty, it was a pretty clear-cut way. He lost his head. He was beheaded. So, I mean, you talk about losing your ministry in a rough way. That's what happened to John. He was in prison, and then he was put to death. All to call attention to Jesus. So you know what I'm thinking about today when it comes to this? Obviously, we all are in need of healing, right? If you're listening to this show, you probably need greater peace in your life. You're looking for some hope. And look, I need it too. I need it too. That's why I love, and I've told you this before, I love doing this program, because once I get into the scriptures and I start talking about the Lord and his love and his providence and his power, then I start to feel better too. And when I hear comments from you, when you send me emails, you let me know you're listening to the show, this builds me up. And I feel your presence. I really do. I feel you with me. And I do this program for you. I obviously do it for God, but I do it for you too, because I know you appreciate it. So I get strengthened when I talk about the Lord, when I get to write about Him, when I get to speak about Him. I get strengthened. And I know for so many people right now, there's a lot of desperation. There's a lot of hopelessness. There's a lot of just, I guess, a lack of awareness of what a relationship with Jesus Christ can really bring, how real He can become, how real the Holy Spirit can become, how real the Father in heaven can become. I hope in some little way I can convey that to you and then really send you to God so that you can have that relationship. You know, you can listen to my words, but they're only going to get you so far. I'm going to try to give you words of hope, but my ultimate goal is, I guess, like John the Baptist, to send you to God the Father, to send you to Jesus, to send you to the Holy Spirit, and let them work in your life. And I guess that's what John's purpose was, to send people to Jesus, not just to talk about Him, but to literally give his disciples to Jesus, to turn them over. And unless you're humble, that's not an easy thing to do. I know how frustrated I get sometimes when I'm trying to bring somebody to the Lord, to turn them on to the Lord, to His power, to the peace that He can give them, and they're resistant. They don't believe it, or they don't understand it, or they complain. I take it personally. You know, isn't that funny? But John didn't, and it really goes to show you how proud I can be sometimes when somebody doesn't listen. You know, what often starts out as a pure attempt to help them to show them the light of Christ can sometimes very easily turn into to pride because they're not listening to me, you know. And look, I'm being really honest with you here, and I think we can all struggle with this at times. So I guess where I would really like to go with this story of John the Baptist, this idea he must decrease, he must increase, I must decrease. I keep saying that backwards. Is that even though you might be in need of a healing yourself, as I am, you know, I come to you broken many times on the air on this program, hurting from, I've mentioned my wife's battle with anxiety during this COVID crisis. Now I'm telling you about my daughter with her job. My other daughter had a college program planned for the fall. That's in jeopardy. I mean, I come to you hurting sometimes. I really do. I come to you broken, in need of healing, in need of the Lord to touch me and give me his peace. And he does. He does it when I read scripture on the show here. He does it when I receive the Eucharist at Mass every day. He does it when I spend time with him in prayer. But a lot of times, when I come on the air with you, I'm really not feeling on the top of my game. I'm sad, as is the case today. But here's what we can learn, I think, from the life of John the Baptist. If we wait until we get our act together, for lack of a better word, until we completely are healed of any anxiety, of any sadness, of any sometimes even despair, if we wait for that to happen before we share Jesus with others or go out and help others, it's never going to happen. So the message for us today, I believe that the Holy Spirit is telling me, the message is, even though you're still hurting, even though you need more of the Lord's healing in your life, that's no excuse for not going out and helping somebody else. We're all a work in progress. We're all on the journey. You know, we're never going to arrive completely. We never want to just relax and kick up our feet and say, all right, I'm done. I don't need to grow any more spiritually. No, until you die, every day we should be trying to grow closer to the Lord. But that doesn't stop us. That doesn't take away our responsibility to comfort somebody else. You know, you can comfort somebody else today. Just like I come on the air with you every day, sometimes hurting myself, that doesn't mean I can't share the good news of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, he is the best game in town. He's the only game right now. He is our only source of peace. Or of lasting peace. He's the only source of lasting peace. Right now, with the world seemingly out of control, and you know, it's not just coronavirus, people are ripping statues down, everybody's hating everybody. I mean, what the heck is going on? The only constant source of peace, that's Jesus. That's the Father. That's the Holy Spirit. They don't change. See, they don't change, and they are in control. So somehow, I used this example last night. I talked to my wife a lot about, you know, we're really growing spiritually together, and that's a good thing. I'm blessed to be able to talk about God with her, and we're both trying to get better spiritually. And I was talking about how sometimes that we have the peace and the joy of the Holy Spirit. I mean, we got those fruits to a certain extent in us. We have the gifts of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in us. We receive the Spirit. As Catholics, we believe that we first receive the Spirit when we're baptized. And we have, to some degree, the fruits of the Spirit, including peace and joy and patience and all those other ones that we struggle with, love. But oftentimes, those fruits are not either as developed or they're obscured because we've got so much other junk in our life. And that's why the idea of John the Baptist's message that I must decrease, I must clean myself out so that Jesus can increase in me. That's why that message is so important for us. Because I need to be Jesus. I need to display, to exhibit the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Those fruits St. Paul writes about. The love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness, the gentleness, the self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. These are the fruits that were, that could be seen in the life of Christ. But I'm not always showing these fruits because of any number of different reasons. So my goal in life, with the help of the grace that, that the Lord gives me, because I can't do this on my own, my goal should be to display or to show forth as many of those fruits as possible, because then I'll be imitating Jesus. I'll be transformed, that's a more accurate term, transformed into Jesus by the working of the Holy Spirit. That's his job. Now, this is a lifelong process. And again, you never can get, we can never get to a point where we say, that's good enough, I've shown enough fruit. No, we've got to always be working, because we have that tendency with our fallen human nature to backslide and to not exhibit the holiness that Jesus did. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, it is possible. So somebody needs your help today. Somebody needs you to be Jesus in their lives. And again, you're not going to be perfect, but you don't necessarily have to be. You don't have to be perfect in order to get busy. Maybe you can make a phone call. Maybe you can send a nice email to somebody. Maybe you can send them a text. Maybe you can help a neighbor, even though you don't feel like it. That's what we're called to do. That's what John the Baptist did. He directed others to Christ. And we do that the best way we could do that. You don't have to get on the radio to do that. You can do that by your actions, by your prayers too. You can pray for somebody, pray for people's hearts to be opened up and they can recognize the Lord. You can go out and do nice things for somebody. And again, that's going to be different for each one of us. A lot of those people right now during these challenging times when we are limited and we can't get out and about as much as we would like, a lot of those people who need a dose of Christ today are in your house, your family members, the people who you do live with, the people who are sheltered in place with you. What can you do to be Christ to them today in some way? You know, that's going to be different for each one of us. We can ask the Spirit to lead us. You know, Spirit, use me today. Use me where you can. Let me be Jesus to somebody today. You don't even have to tell them. Just do nice things. Do the dishes. Maybe throw in a load of wash or something. Take out the garbage. Something small. Maybe a nice word. Spend a little time. You know, because here's my problem, and so many of us suffer from this. I can be a lot. I'm not going to say a little. I can be very selfish and self-centered at times. And, you know, it's easy for me to lapse into that, well, this is what I want to do. Even when it comes to religion, I can get wacky with this. Like, I just want to spend time with my prayer books. We talked about this on a previous show. This is how I'm going to serve God. Well, maybe that's not how he needs you to serve him today. Maybe he needs you to go out and minister to a member of your family, to sit there and watch TV with them or take a walk with them or help them in some way. And let the Spirit lead you. And again, you don't have to be completely healed of whatever it is that you're going through. You could be going through anxiety yourself and at the same time help somebody else. John the Baptist wasn't perfect, but he was still able to lead people to Christ. How can you do that today with your words and with your actions? And it's not just words. It's not just a matter of preaching and saying to somebody, well, you really should pray more. You really should go to church. You know, there's a time to say that, a time and a place to possibly say that. But your actions often speak louder than words. Just start by being nice to somebody. Just start by helping somebody out. Just start by doing a kind deed for somebody to help them. You know, and it could even be praying for them. Praying for them is very important. So let's all try to imitate John the Baptist, and we pray through the intercession of St. John the Baptist today on the celebration of his birth that we can do that, even when we ourselves are hurting. You know, that's one of the best ways to find the peace you're looking for when you're hurting, is to go out and minister to somebody else in some way. Because when you do that, what you're doing is you're actually serving Jesus, or you're comforting Jesus when you comfort a member of his body. And when you do that, you're growing closer to him. When you grow closer to him, what do you get? You get his supernatural peace. So in the end, even though you're hurting, you helping somebody else will often get your mind off your own problems and get you filled with the Lord's peace. So it's a win-win situation. So why don't you do that today? See who you can help. And I'll tell you, now that the show's coming to an end, it feels good to spend a little time with you. Man, if you could, would you please pray for my family? Because all of us are struggling with quarantine life. It's taken its toll on all of us, including me. Including me. I try to keep busy. I have a lot to do. I have a lot to keep busy with, but it's hard when I see family members suffering. So you pray for me and my family, and I'm going to pray for you every day, and we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. And God willing, as long as I can come here and as long as the donations are coming in and I can keep this show going, I'm going to do it. And if you know anybody that can benefit from this program, let them know about it. Let them know about Following the Truth. The show will always be free. I'm not going to charge for the show. But your donations make a difference, okay? You mean a lot to me. And I'm so grateful to have you in my life, all right? God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow on Following the Truth. And I hope you can come back too. Do me a favor. Bring a friend with you. Let's together be like John the Baptist and lead others to Christ. You bring them here, I'll talk about Jesus, so together we'll lead somebody to Christ on Following the Truth. Sounds good? All right, God bless you, and I look forward to the next episode of the show. See you next time.